I don't know what's more confusing, learning astrology or just being a human. Moonday Musings is here to help with that. A weekly no-bullshit guide for the upcoming cosmic forecast and how you can actually use this in your real life. Well, hello, 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 neighbor. And welcome back to season 6 of Moonday Musings. I am so happy to have you here with me today. If this is your first episode or first Moonday Musings here at That Witch Podcast, let me be the very first to welcome you to our magical little neighborhood here. I'm Dani, and I'm That Witch Next Door, and I'm the host of That Witch Podcast and the founder and head witch of That Witch School. And today, as you very, very likely already know, is the day of the total solar eclipse in Aries. So if you already had a chance to listen to the first episode of season 6, which dropped on Friday, that was our Shadow Chats episode where Ashley Michelle and I dove into the astrology and the energy and our insight and advice for this energy of this solar eclipse. When I was preparing for season 6 and our first episode of Moon Day, knowing that it was falling on the day of the eclipse itself, so depending on when you're listening to this, you may be listening to this at the peak eclipse time, for all I know. No matter what, I'm dropping this in the middle of the eclipse portal, which means that the moon moved into the sign of this transit, of this solar eclipse, of this new moon, yesterday, Sunday, April 7th. That was at 7:24 a.m. Eastern time yesterday that the moon moved into Aries and our eclipse portal opened. That portal stays open all day today, Monday, April 8th, until tomorrow, Tuesday the 9th, when the moon will move out of Aries and into Taurus at 7:23 a.m. Eastern time. So our eclipse portal is almost exactly 48 hours to the minute, okay? Peak time for this eclipse is at 2:20 p.m. Eastern time, and I am referring to the astrology. This is at 19 degrees of Aries when the sun and the moon will be completely merged with one another. If you are curious at all about your visibility of the totality of the eclipse, this has been widely covered, especially in the U.S., because this is viewable for many of us. And so that information is very easy to find based on your specific location. And since Ashley and I already went into the forecast and the energy of the eclipse itself, I was like, what do I want to do with this moon day? And what a perfect episode coming back, beginning a new season, but a reading for everybody. So I felt really, really called to pull out one of my favorite evil eye tokens and talismans that I have. I have a few. This is one of my favorite ones. It's a very large pendant. And I've been charging my decks with this and really surrounding our energy and everyone who listens to this episode in sacred and divine protection. So before I begin shuffling our cards, we're going to do a little combination of a tarot and oracle reading today. And we're specifically channeling what messages are most needed for us as a collective during this eclipse portal. And who are our strongest spirit allies at this time? And that is going to be the oracle deck that I use which is from Goddess Provisions. The Spirit Allies deck is by Jill Pyle and Sydney Bashard. Sorry if I'm mispronouncing that in any way. It's illustrated by J.K. And this is possibly my favorite Oracle deck. That's kind of hard to say. I love a lot of my Oracle decks, but possibly my favorite one. So we're going to really ask from the Spirit Allies deck, who are our Spirit Allies during this eclipse? What allies can we call on at this time? So before we dive into our decks, into our cards here, I invite you to join us in a little ground cleanse and protect ritual. So wherever you are listening to this episode right now, whether you're sitting or standing, even if you're moving, I want you to bring your awareness to how your body physically feels either sitting or moving on this earth right now, and try to bring as much balance to your physical body as possible right now. So if you're sitting or standing, making any adjustments necessary to feel like your weight is evenly distributed, if you are moving or walking around right now, being mindful of your posture, really being intentional with balanced body movement right now. When you're ready, if you feel called to close your eyes, you are more than welcome to do so. I invite you to take 3 deep cleansing breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth at your own pace. You can begin doing this, and with each breath in, I want you to feel more and more secure, stable, and grounded, and know that the divine love of the universe and source is cleansing and purifying your energy and your aura right now. With every single exhale, know that you are able to let go of anything you don't need right now, even if it is just for this brief moment we're breathing together. Make your last and final breath really, really count. Bring a lot of intention into that inhale and exhale. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes if they were closed and open yourself up to any messages, any guidance or insight you may be seeking or needing at this time. We're calling upon the energy of this total solar eclipse in Aries today, Moon Day, April 8th, 2024. We welcome the protection of our guides and any entities that are of our highest and best good. And know that during our time together here, you are divinely protected. You are seen. You are valued. You are loved. Let's get into this tarot reading. So, wow. This is really, really beautiful. Right off the bat, so we're just going to pull from the tarot first, and then we're gonna do a nice full tarot reading, and then we'll do kind of a follow-up with the Spirit Allies deck, and calling on those Spirit Allies themselves in response, in direct response to our tarot reading message here today. So I immediately, while I was shuffling, immediately felt called to pull 3 cards out of my Rider-Waite-Smith deck. And first up is our 6 of Swords. And if you are not familiar with the Rider-Waite-Smith tarot deck, 6 of Swords is all about what needs to be left behind, what needs to be taken forth, utilized as a tool and gained wisdom in the future, and leaving behind and letting go of and releasing anything that is no longer serving us. Because the Six of Swords is a swords card, is a card of air energy, I want you to remember that there is a bit of this cutting, sometimes harsh or even painful energy associated with this. This moving on in the name of release and moving forward very often can be triggered by something that was rooted in pain or harm. Now, our second card today is the gorgeous Temperance card from the Major Arcana. Temperance is this amazing message of hope and balance being restored. All has been in divine light and guidance. Everything is where it should be. I think that it's really special that we're getting the Temperance card today, because this solar eclipse is not the first eclipse of this season. So we're already in the middle of eclipse season. And we are currently in the middle of what's been, for many people, myself included, kind of a doozy of a Mercury retrograde. And I think in a lot of ways, it's particularly a doozy because it's happening in the same sign as this solar eclipse. And the moon itself will conjunct or merge with Mercury several hours after the eclipse itself, while we're still in that eclipse portal. So I think that's giving it an extra dash of difficulty, to put it lightly, quite frankly. When we get a card like Temperance, that you're exactly where you're supposed to be, balance is being restored during a time of upheaval and a lot of dysfunction. And quite frankly, shit just feeling like, what the fuck? Most of the time. This is a very, very, very sacred reminder coming in today. And before I move on to our next card, I want you to really let yourself take in the energy of Temperance. If this message has felt helpful to you at all so far, especially in regards to this card, I highly recommend going into your own deck, your own favorite deck, where you have a Temperance card. It can be the same Rider-Waite-Smith. It can be an interpretation from a different tarot artist that you really love and resonate with. It can even be going online and looking up a picture of the Temperance card. Again, whether that's in the traditional Rider-Waite-Smith artwork or a different interpretation, depending on what image you find and what really calls to you. And then downloading and saving that image, or taking a screenshot and saving it to your device, like your phone wallpaper or something, somewhere, so that you have this kind of instant access back to that message whenever you need it. So the final card that I pulled for our eclipse reading, or eclipse tarot reading here, is the Knight of Pentacles reversed. And this makes a lot of sense. And first of all, the instant gut message that comes through for me with this card is the sense of feeling so ungrounded, so unstable, total lack of security. And whenever we get a reversal, I want you to remember that every single archetype, every single card that represents its own archetype, every single one has its upright archetypal meaning and its reversed archetypal meaning. And every single fractal of these archetypes exist within each being in this universe and within each of us, okay? So while yes, there might be very, very strong feelings and experiences of the world is turning upside down. What is up? What is down? My feet are on the ground, but it doesn't feel that way. That totally and completely ungrounded, detached, and disconnected feeling. While that may be so strong and prevalent right now, I want you to remember that its opposite, its counterpart, that feeling and sense of stability and security, oneness, and being grounded and connected still exists. It is not gone. It has not disappeared. And the energy of feeling totally disheveled, out of whack, could things possibly get any worse? That feeling, no matter how strong it is impermanent, as all feelings and all experiences are, and are constantly moving, transforming, and cycling world. So let's take a look. Let's put a little pin in this, okay? Let's set our tarot cards off to the side here. Let's pull our evil eye forward and any protective talismans we have at this time. And let's take a look here and ask for the spirit allies that are most needed, most useful, and effective for the highest good are for us right now. So first and foremost, I want to point out that while I was pulling the tarot cards, one of the spirit allies kind of slid off of the top of its deck, and I just set it aside while I was doing the tarot reading and letting that energy kind of permeate throughout, which was the Clear Quartz card. Which is, I'm not going to read the full reading from the guidebook for this particular card, but I think that clear quartz was a very fascinating message because clear quartz is an amplification tool. It is very similar to Jupiterian energy, in my opinion, and it expands and amplifies anything that it touches. It also is used, it can be used for really anything at all, any intention that's calling to you or that you're needing most at that time. Many people specifically use it for protection, though. So the cards that I pulled intentionally here in response directly to our tarot reading, I went ahead and still pulled three cards from the Spirit Allies deck, kind of just to line up here with each of our three tarot cards. I love using my Spirit Allies deck or any Oracle deck in this way, as I don't really see it as a clarifier unless I'm specifically pulling it for that intention. I do this as a support or a response to each of those cards. What is a tool? What's a skill I can call on and take away in response to this specific card? So in response to our Six of Swords, I pulled another crystal ally, which is ametrine. And ametrine stone is gorgeous and multicolored. And on the Spirit Allies deck, it is these beautiful swirling pinks and oranges and purples. And the affirmation for this card is, I am greater than my habits. Not to be confused with amethyst, ametrine is distinguished by its purple and yellow colors. The combination of amethyst and citrine together brings the properties of both wisdom and protection to the forefront. Even though we may not think it, we all have some type of habit that we would benefit from removing from our life. Whether it's eating junk food or spending a little too much time on social media, there is a better substitute that we could be turning to. Ametrine is here to support you in this process of overcoming what no longer serves you and finding ways for you to channel your time and energy in more productive and beneficial ways. Pick up a book the next time you reach for your phone or look for a more natural alternative to your favorite snack. The hardest part is acting on the change, but the universe has faith in you and will stand by you the whole way. I love this Ametrine message in regards to habits no longer serving us, connected to the baggage we are leaving behind in the Six of Swords here. Are there any habits, any patterns that can include relationships as well that have been bringing more harm and more pain than good to your life? Now, the next card that we have here, absolutely gorgeous, animal spirit here. This is in response directly to our temperance card that we talked about, and that is the beautiful white buffalo. The white buffalo's affirmation is, I can manifest anything. Let's do this. It's an eclipse portal. Let's talk about it. Across the plains, white buffalo stands proud against the sweeping winds and wispy grasses. Honored by the Lakota, white buffalo first appeared as the white buffalo calf woman, a prophet, and the teacher of the seven sacred ways to pray. The white buffalo is a teacher of the importance of staying grounded when thinking about what you desire. While manifestation is a power that you hold, remember to focus on what will truly make you happy in this lifetime. White buffalo reminds you of your personal power when you are rooted in your beliefs and remain humble and appreciative for what has already been presented to you. There is so much available to you, but to remain worthy and aligned to receive those gifts is up to you and your spiritual practice. I really love that in basically direct response to a lot of the fear-mongering that comes with every single eclipse, and especially this one in a lot of ways. Our final spirit ally that came forth, and this was a very beautiful response message to our reversed Knight of Pentacles, is moth. The affirmation for the moth is, I embrace transformation. As its delicate wings take to the starlit skies like ribbons, the moth is a sight to behold. Like the butterfly, it too emerged from metamorphosis as a winged beauty. It flutters through the sky in magic and wonder. A period of great transformation is upon you. To reap its full benefits, you must be willing to embrace the darkness of the unknown and trust you'll come through the experience as an even more incredible version of yourself. Allow yourself to witness and appreciate how major changes provide deep clarity about who you truly are. While sudden shifts and adjustments may feel like you've been thrown off your path, have trust in the divine. You are exactly where you need to be. Any recent shift will only help to keep you moving forward. When one door closes, another door opens. Opportunities for growth are available to you in the now. Wow. Do you see why I like using these decks together? I love how these cards naturally fell into one another, one right after another, and layered their entire message so beautifully for us. And honestly, I don't want to be redundant and just end up kind of recapping and repeating myself multiple times here. So I'm going to leave you with this eclipse reading as it stands. This very well may be a helpful episode to bookmark or download or save so you can listen to it again. One of my biggest reminders for eclipse energy is very often nothing really happens that day, or we don't feel the personal effects that day. We witness or see or experience the collective, the bigger, the global events, usually closer to the day of. But our personal, the personal ripples, those can come later in the days after the eclipse. And I want you to remember that for yourself, especially because we are still in Mercury retrograde. And this is a great time for slowing down, taking our time, thinking first, then responding. One message I felt really, really called to offer you today is, it's easy when we think about other people, you know, think about a person you've witnessed out in public or somebody that you know where they've been experiencing things just not going their way and they've been having a really difficult and stressful time. I bet many of us immediately think of the person making a scene at the cashier line in the grocery store, or at your favorite restaurant, or in the gas station, or wherever. And I know that we all in those situations, we might understand, of course, where that person's coming from. And we very often also think, gee, isn't there a little bit better of a way to handle this? Now I want you to take that whole scenario and that entire concept and reflect it back toward yourself. And I'm doing the same. And that's really what a retrograde, especially a Mercury retrograde in Aries, is all about, is taking our time, taking a step back, taking a breath, thinking about what we want to actually say, what we actually want to do, how we actually want to respond to something, how we would hope someone would respond to us if the situation was reversed. And then, mindfully and intentionally, moving forward. Thank you so much for your time today and every day. It is amazing to know that we have completed 5 whole seasons at That Witch Podcast here together. And I am more excited than ever to be embarking on this new season and new chapter with all of you. Remember, one little reminder, we have begun level 2 of my I Can Read My Astrology program that I am running all year long. This particular level, level 2, we are going into the modalities, the elements, and the polarities in the zodiac. Quite frankly, this class really holds such an important purpose inside the whole program. And it also on its own is such a valuable class that I think even people who don't necessarily care about learning how to read an actual birth chart would really benefit from taking. This is just for anyone who really resonates with working with the zodiac and especially the signs and the energy of the zodiac signs themselves and understanding them on a deeper level. Anybody who wants to work with their elemental magic in a more cosmic and astrological way, and anyone who is interested in learning how to bring intention to the movement, the flow of energy in our universe, in our world, which is what the modalities represent. It's truly, truly, hands down, one of my favorite classes to teach. My students always love it. I cannot wait to be teaching it again. We just did the first part, which is modalities, yesterday over the weekend. And this coming weekend, we will be getting into the elements. And then the weekend after that will be the lesson on polarities. If you join right now, you will get the replay automatically for part one for the modalities that we already did yesterday if you weren't able to join us. And then you would be signing up in time, of course, to join us for the elements and the polarities. And of course, the most cost-effective way to join us is by just enrolling as a full-time student in that witch school, because all full-time students get full and complete access to all of my courses, including my entire I Can Read My Astrology Inside and Out program. Links and more information that you need for this are in the show notes below, and don't hesitate to reach out to me with any questions at all. Thank you so much, and I cannot wait to see you there. Everyone, I hope that you all stay safe. Make sure that you're letting yourselves have some fun, and of course, stay magical out there. What is that witch school? Well, it's kind of my twist on Patreon. See, for as little as $5 a month, you can get instant access to our entire back catalog of incredible bonus content, like bonus episodes, witchy lessons, a ton of astrology resources, guest teachings, and so much more. But I didn't want to just keep the magic going in between episodes with bonus content. I wanted to keep the learning going. I wanted to keep the community going. So I also offered tiers that opened up opportunity for continued intentional, magical academic learning, as well as opportunity for creating community with like-minded witchy individuals. For just $30 a month, you can get full, complete access to everything inside that witch school, including our exclusive members-only social media platform on Mighty Networks, where right now, witches and energy practitioners and students just like you are all learning, working together, sharing together, and supporting each other week in and week out. We talk about the show. We share dreams that we've had. We share each other's tarot readings. And ultimately, we support each other as magical beings in a very anti-magical world. You can join us today at thatwitchnextdoor.com/enroll to learn more and start your enrollment today.